While Washington has been vocal in backing Georgia's democracy, The World's Katie Clark looks at the question of whether the U.S. could have and should have done more to support its beleaguered democratic ally.
The simple answer to that, says Robert Kagan, is yes.
I would say it is not so much that we haven't done enough now, because in a way we left ourselves with very few options.
Kagan served in the State Department during the Reagan administration and is author of the book The Return of History and the End of Dreams. Kagan argues that the West should have anticipated Russia's military intervention in Georgia and headed it off. He says it's been obvious that Russia had the Georgian government in its sights ever since Georgia's Rose Revolution in 2003, a revolution, by the way, that was hailed by the United States.
The irony is this is a time when the United States has demonstrated its willingness to stay committed to a course and to an ally, as it has in Iraq and has stayed the course in Afghanistan. But there's no question that the signal sent by the Russian attack on Georgia is that the United States and NATO and Europe were not able to come to defense of a country that is pro-Western and democratic.
Others are equally blunt in their criticism of the West's response. Anders Osland is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
And you can say it's a blow to many things. Most of all, I think it's to the Bush foreign policy, which has promised Georgia a lot of security, explicitly or implicitly, and in the end has nothing to offer.
That's something that has other fledgling democracies in the former Soviet Union understandably concerned.
I would say that Ukrainians do not feel safe.
Oleksiy Haran teaches comparative politics in Kiev, Ukraine. He was recently in Abkhazia, one of the breakaway regions of Georgia that have been under attack from Russia's military. Haran says it's not too hard to imagine a similar situation occurring in his country.
I will give you a scenario. Let's have a situation when there are some disturbances in Crimea. And then Russia may use the same argument and to say, look, we're going to defend our civilians and our base in Sevastopol and also start some kind of operation. So definitely it creates a nervous atmosphere in Ukraine.
Banners on Ukrainian news websites today were predicting that Ukraine would be Russia's next target. Roman Ilto works in public relations in Kiev. He says a lot of those headlines are simply the media's attempt to attract readers. Ilto says the possibility of Russia attacking Ukraine isn't something that's keeping him up at night. Still, he admits one never knows. Ilto says he and his fellow Ukrainians have been caught off guard by recent events in neighboring Georgia.
We didn't expect that Russia would react that way to the situation in Georgia.
But now that it has, the West is scrambling for an appropriate response. Condoleezza Rice today reiterated America's commitment to Georgia's territorial integrity. And she said Washington's reviewing its options for humanitarian and reconstruction assistance to Georgia. For The World, this is Katie Clark.